بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أولياؤه إلا المتقون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, إن أولياؤه إلا المتقون, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are only those who are muttaqeen, those who have taqwa. And ulama explain, as we have mentioned so many times previously, that taqwa means we have to do those things that Allah has commanded us to do and stay away from all those things which Allah has made haram upon us. So that is a muttaqi person. To become a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one has to have taqwa. And to enable us to develop this taqwa and this nur in the heart, we have dhikrullah, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi says when he was young, a little boy, then he met one buzurg and he asked him, Allah ki muhabbat kaise paida hoti hai? How does one develop the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart? And that is what we all are seeking, we all are trying to attain and acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this pious servant tells Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, he was a young boy at that time, tells him, take both your hands, your palms, and rub it with each other. So he does it. After some time, he tells him, again, do the same. So he rubs both his palms. He's rubbing it rigorously. Obviously, he's getting heated. He's getting hot. Then the third person tells him, again, do the same. So for a third time, he does it. Now his palms are really feeling the heat. So he says, Hazrat, I cannot do it any longer now. So the Buzurg then explained, he says, in the same way when a person says, Allah, 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 when he takes the name of Allah, the dhikr that he is making is rubbing against his heart. And that brings about the warmth and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It generates the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. So dhikrullah is extremely important. It will kindle the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. It will warm up our hearts with the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, the other ingredient to gain that love of Allah ta'ala, or taqwa, and to become a muttaqi person, one has to stay away from all type of guna and sins. And that is a difficult test. A person claims he loves another person. Lover claims he loves his beloved. It is easy to make a claim, but the real test comes when the beloved commands the lover to do something, and that thing sometimes is very difficult for the person to carry it out. Sometimes it is painful on the heart, painful on one's own desires. But this is the command of the beloved. So the true test is if the lover goes against his own desires and he fulfills the beloved's command. Otherwise, it is easy to claim I love a certain person. We all claim we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real test is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us such things which we find difficult to carry out because it is against our temptations, our nafs, our desires, our evil desires. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَن يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. A person who claims he loves another person. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ. A lover who loves his beloved, he has to be making the ita'at of his beloved. He has to be obedient to the command of his beloved. So whatever the beloved commands, he has to bring that out. He has to carry it out. No matter how painful it may be on his heart. The King Mahmud, when Rumi Rahmatullah mentions the story, when he had commanded all his ministers, and there was a purpose behind this, to break a very precious pearl that he had of his. And he wanted to show the ministers who felt that why was the king showing extra attention and tawajjuh and love to Iyaz rahmatullahi alayhi. So Iyaz rahmatullahi alayhi had a real love for Mahmud. So the king tells all the ministers, Mahmud, the king tells all his ministers to break this pearl. So each one felt, no. How could I break such a precious pearl? When he came to Iyaz rahmatullahi alayhi, he takes the pearl and he smashes it into smithereens. And everybody is shocked. And they tell the king, the minister says, see, Badsha, see what he's done? He's broken this pearl. He had no respect for your pearl. So the king then turns to Iyaz. Iyaz, why did you break the pearl? Everybody else resisted. Why did you break the pearl? He says, Badsha, salamat, it was your hukam. Yo teri khushi, meri khushi hai. What is your hukam? Dil toot jaye. The heart can break also. Lekin hukm ilahi na toote. The exact thing. Our heart will break. We will feel the pain. Allah has commanded us not to look at that haram woman. Allah has commanded the female, the woman, not to look at that man which is haram for her to look at. قُلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Allah has commanded us not to go towards this evil. At that time it is very painful. The nafs is pulling us towards that haram. What is the command of my Allah? I have to carry out what my Allah wants. My Allah does not want me to look at haram. He does not want me to cast lustful glances at any haram person. So dil toot jaye, this heart will feel the pain, it will break into pieces. But hukm ilahi na toote. The command of Allah won't break. So Iyaz rahmatullahi said to Mahmud that it was your hukam. Your khushi is my khushi. So obviously he passed the test. So the same lesson we derive, that whatever the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, we have to go against our desires and fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this a mujahada is required. One has to make this mujahada against his nafs for a period of time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him noor in his heart. That noor brings about such love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in one hand he has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coupled with the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ki muhabbat or khawf e khuda. This is what the person requires. That he has true love for Allah and at the same time he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not want to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not want to break any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this happens, the ghalaba of the muhabbat of Allah, Allah's love becomes dominant in his heart. Then he is able to carry out any injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then noor permeates in his heart. His whole heart now, because he has slaughtered the nafs and the khayishat of the nafs, the evil desires of his heart. He has slaughtered it. Khun kar diya usko. It's all blood. He has done that solely to please his Allah. So it was difficult for him to resist, but he did it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want him to cast a lustful glance. Allah did not want him to make talk haram. Allah did not want him to make ghibat, to have pride or arrogance, whatever it was. He pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this noor flows out of his heart. And therefore, we should hear the couplet of Hazrat Ari Billah rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, Shaho ke saro par taj gira se aksar dard se rehta hai. That the kings of this world, they have those heavy crowns. Very heavy crowns, weighty crowns that they place on their head. And after some time, the head begins to pain because of the weight of these crowns. Shaho ke saro par taj gira. The heaviness, the weightiness of these crowns that the kings of this world have to wear. Dard jaisa aksar rehta hai. They have some pain, headache. Aur ahle wafa ke seenon mein ek noor ka darya behta hai. Those who are loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah ta'ala is dominant in their heart. They go against all those things that the nafs is demanding from them. They fight their nafs, the eagle, the egos, the passions, but they're pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah gives them that noor. That river, that ocean of noor that flows in the heart, may Allah give all of us this noor that Allah that the mashayikh are talking about, and the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it becomes so easy for us then to resist all the temptations of our nafs and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رؤوف يا رحيم يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بن مبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا الله ما لغناكم معافر ما هماري خطاوكم معافر ما يا الله هم كمزور ہے هم ضعيف ہے يا الله هم مجرم ہے هم گنہگار ہے يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله you love to forgive يا الله Ya Allah, forgive us every single sin we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the Quran, verses upon verses, my Allah. We have read in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many ahadith, my Allah. We have heard from the mashayikh, the ulama'i kiram. Ya Allah, that we have to stay away from all sins and all disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are still sinning, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are slipping, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have great hopes in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat and courage now, my Allah. Give us that strength, my Allah. Ya Allah, to refrain from all type of sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, give us your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts be labrez, my Allah, with your muhabbat, my Allah. Make it be overflowing with your love, my Allah. Give us that nisbat with you, my Allah. The ta'alluq with you, the bond and attachment with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, soon the month of Ramadan will come, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to prepare for the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from today, give us a tawfiq, my Allah, to refrain from every type of sin, major sin and minor sin, my Allah. Make us be longing for the month of Ramadan to come, my Allah. Make us see the month of Ramadan with sihat and afiyat, Ya Allah, with life, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be the best of Ramadan, Ya Allah, in our lives, my Allah. Full of your ita'at and obedience, Ya Allah. And following the sunnah of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the barakat of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, your pious friends have already prepared from long, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weak ones, my Allah. Grant us the tawfiq, my Allah. Give us your marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want hidayah, my Allah. If you are not going to guide us, my Allah, Ya Allah, we will be misled by nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will go astray then, my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a special ummah, my Allah. Last to come into this world, but first to enter Jannah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of entry into Jannah, my Allah. Let it be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. There are so many who requested du'as, young and old, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give each one complete shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have passed on, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus and their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi and sustenance come to us with ease, my Allah. Make it be halal and wholesome, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct way, my Allah. Don't make us waste, Ya Allah, the rozi that you're giving us, my Allah. Ya Allah, all of those who have raised their hands now, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have got different hajat and needs, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's need, my Allah. You are well aware of what hajat we have, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, somebody has got a physical problem, my Allah. Somebody a spiritual problem, my Allah. Somebody a financial problem, my Allah. Somebody a domestic problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our worries, our sorrows, our hardships, our calamities, especially of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, jahabi ummati pareshan hal hai. Ya Allah, pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman. Ya Allah, may help us to do amal saliha, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, Ya Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shireen, fitna of the fitin, hasad of the hasireen, zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the holy kotal water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our entire progeny. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, use us for the khidmat of your deen, and ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, the jamaats that are striving in your path, Ya Allah, grant them success, Ya Allah, barakat, Ya Allah. Make the ishtimaat successful, Ya Allah. Mashayikh and the khankas are making effort. Accept the efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, in different organizations, in madaris, in makatib, and darul ulooms, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they engage, Ya Allah, in imparting your deen, in learning your deen. Ya Allah, grant them ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Whoever is doing any good work of deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept it, my Allah. You are ash-shakur, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, if anybody's child is not well, my Allah, give the child, Ya Allah, good health, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samii'ul 'aliim wa tub 'alaina ya mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.